Hi, this is David Bromstead from HGTV. I'm on the road with Fabulous Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio on New Year's. Excited to have on the line designer, artist, and star of one of America's favorite hit shows on HGTV, the one and only David Bromstead. Welcome to WGN.
Happy New Year. Yes. Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. I know that people are excited about this. Now, New Year's resolutions, you know, many listeners are going to be, you know, hoping that they will win the lottery in the coming year. Some will actually resolve to get a dream home, and you're in on both of these, like, huge life moments. So let's talk about, I mean, the show is absolutely perfect for you. How did the show come to be, and how did you get to be the host of my lottery dream home?
Well, you know, I think it was because I was available. Now, honestly, it's like, you know, the show was developed when, you know, I was doing Color Splash, and, you know, with design shows, they kind of went away because it wasn't bringing in a more diverse audience. It wasn't bringing in the men, and you know, it was bringing in the women and the gay men, and that was it. But, you know, as businesses go, things change. So when design kind of left by itself, I was like kind of twiddling my thumbs, and I was like, and one of my executives came to me and he's like, hey, do you want to do this show? And I was like, sure. I got nothing else to do. But because I won Design Star, that is what I consider my lottery win, because I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was doing exactly what I love to do, but I wasn't making any money, you know, extra. And so that was my lottery win. So I definitely relate to everyone who's winning the lottery. Mine was just in a very different way.
Well, I think America won the lottery, so many listeners, too, when you were on Design Star. And that was back when, and not to say that the shows aren't great or entertaining or everything now, but back then, that was like in the pioneer days of those reality programs. And when you won that, there are so many people, and when we mentioned that you were going to be on, that remember, like, where they were. Of course, you remember, obviously, you mentioned how huge that impact was. But talk a little bit about that. That was a life-changing moment for you. And that was back when that existed. Like, now, I don't even know, you know, for a lot of the shows, people win, it's like, eh. But back then, it was huge.
It was big. It was, you know, they had, you know, Project Runway, and they had Top Chef. And that was it for as far as the reality competition shows. And so it came at a really interesting time. You know, it wasn't as, you know, as far as being a gay man, it wasn't super open as well. And so I was like, you know, I had to make that decision when I went on Design Star. Am I going to play straight or be gay? And just like, and I made that decision literally on the spot. When someone asked me, one of the cast was like, are you gay? I was like, yes. And then from there on out, I was able to be myself. But yeah, it was, it'll be 16 years in 2022 that happened ago. Oh my gosh.
But wow. It was so huge too. I mean, the design part of it is one thing. The art side of it is one thing. But in the home improvement space, that was a space that there was not a lot of people that I think represented that were like you. And I think so that was groundbreaking in a bunch of different ways. One of the things that we love, that everybody loves, fans love about you in this show is that as excited as people would be, which would be life changing to win the lottery and look for a dream home, you're like as excited as they are, right? And you're also trying to coach them into the dream part of the dream home, right? You want to make sure there's plenty of dream represented in there. Were there a couple episodes where you actually coached? We don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but I'm sure there's a lot of conversations. Coach them into an amazing house they never would have got otherwise. And then here's this, and this is against the David Bromstead kind of maybe vibe or feel, where you maybe had to like say, hey, wait a minute, maybe too much dream home here. You know, maybe you can't afford this, where you had to be a little sensible.
Well, you know, honestly, it's like, I have done some of that coaching, and I'm there to offer advice if they ask, and I offer it. I go, if you need any advice, and, you know, I can tell you, you know, where you want to be, how you want to be, but this is your dream. I'm here just to capture this moment with you guys. And of course I'm excited for them. I mean, they just won a bunch of money, and that is going to catapult them in to having, most of these people, their very first home. You know, and it's like, why wouldn't I be excited? I don't care if they're winning $100,000 or $10 million. I'm equally as excited for each one of them because it is a life-changing moment. And I had that life-changing moment. So every time I meet them, it's just, it's so much fun. Everyone's different. But as far as coaching, I give it a lot of design advice. I'm like, this is how much it's going to cost. You know, they're going to renovate this house Or, you know, we look at all the other things that go into it that we don't talk about, you know, like ACH, you know, HVAC system, when the roof was done, how new are the windows, all of those things that really matter, we talk about off camera.
Yeah, well, you have that background too. I think that insight is invaluable. So it's New Year's. People are looking at that next year. They're looking at changing their life in a bunch of different ways. And throughout the course of the pandemic, through, you know, every different kind of walk of life or industry, people have been able to kind of decide what it is that they want to do, where they want to live. And as you travel the country with this show, Dave, are there any like places that you went to because of the show that you never would have thought to go that you're thinking, wow, this is a pretty cool place. There's great houses or great value. Name a couple places that you've been that were never on your radar that now are because of the show.
Nova Scotia, never on my radar. Obsessed. It is picturesque. It's beautiful. You know, they're longer drives because, you know, we stayed in Halifax and then we drove like an hour and a half to each location. But on the drive, you're just looking at all this beautiful, like, and everything changes, like going from ocean to like lake water. It's just, it's so epic up there that I was like, wow, Canada's really neat. You know, we went down to Mexico, in like rural Mexico. And that was super fun because I was like, I've only been to Tijuana when my grandparents, they vacationed down in South Texas. So every year we'd go down and see them at Christmas and then, you know, go into Tijuana, do some shopping and come back. That was the farthest I've ever gone. And we drove like 6 hours in, and that was such a unique experience, to experience a different life and a different culture. And I absolutely loved it. But, you know, honestly, it's everywhere we go. It's usually where people would never go to visit because they're small towns. You know, we're usually flying into an airport and then flying into another airport and then driving sometimes 2 or 3 hours to get to where we need to be. So upstate New York, like literally you can see Canada like right there. It's like never would go up there, but it's gorgeous. Like every place we go is super unique. And I'd love to see how Americans live, you know, different parts of the country. And I find it super fascinating.
Have there ever been times where you've been a place and it's maybe not the right house for these people, but you're like, note to self, yeah, maybe I could, you know, have you ever contemplated or maybe even thought about maybe picking up one of these places in the places you visit through the program?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, no, at least like, I'm like, oh my God, it's so great to be here. Like Utah was a place I lived in Miami Beach for the first like three or four seasons. Oh my gosh, we've done so many seasons, 4 or 5 seasons. And I was looking to move, and because I have that opportunity to live in any city I want to, which is wonderful. And Salt Lake City was one of those places I probably never would have gone. But then we visited there and I was like, it's so inexpensive here. And you get a lot of house for very little money with views and, you know, skiing 30 minutes away. I'm a huge snow skier. I love it. Something I try to do every year. And so that was definitely like, that was probably the biggest contemplation. I was like, I could be here. It's small. I don't like big cities. I am not a big city person. They freak me out. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. So like, massive cities I love to visit, super fun, but to live I need to be like in a little bit of a smaller city, and that's why I live in Orlando.
You'll be like, you'll like, congratulations to the couple, but then you'll be like, and I'm gonna be your neighbor, I'll be right next door. Let the listeners know, here on our New Year show, we're talking with HGTV superstar David Bromson from My Lottery Dream Home. And regardless of where it is that you are, what you always bring to every episode is fun, number one, that enthusiasm, the passion, and fashion too. And so some of the listeners, when they found out you were going to be on texting in, they want to know when it comes to some of the things that you do, and not every host brings this in the way that you do. Is it like the vibe of the area? Is it maybe that matches with the couple? Is it just how you're feeling in that place or that day? Like, how do you decide whether it's the fashion, whether it's, you know, which tattoos you're going to feature? People want to know about that. How do you do it?
I look at the weather. I see what the weather's going to be. I'm a hot box. You know, it's like I grew up in Minnesota, so, you know, I cold weather is more comfortable to me. Why I moved to Florida, I have no idea. I went from the coldest place in America now to the, like, the warmest place. But I look at the weather, and the weather really determines on what I'm going to wear. You know, the in-between weather is where it gets really interesting, like the fall and spring where it's starting to like warm up or cool off. And it's like, oh, it's 70 degrees, but it feels like it's 85. Why did I bring a fur coat here? Okay, I guess I'm not wearing that. So it's like, you know, and, you know, that's my creative process. I've always been into fashion. You know, when I was doing Color Splash, it was like, we were working, you know, and fashion wasn't on, it was on my brain, but it was like, I'm wearing tank tops and, you know, jeans or shorts. But now it's like, I love clothes. Like, my closet is so stupid. that I love to express myself, and I want people to be out there and just, whether they laugh at me or go like this, how in the heck is he pulling that off? And I'm just like, because I want to, that's why.
Well, he's pulling it off, but it's nice to know too, there's some practicality built in there. He's like, it's the weather. I mean, if it's raining, I'm obviously wearing something waterproof. Obviously people love the TV side, all the stuff that you're doing with My Lottery Dream Home, but the art is the way that it started, and you've brought art into some of the shows that you've hosted for HGTV, and people wanted to know, art wise, is this something that you do on a regular basis? Are you still creating actively? Is it something for recreation? Just the art side.
Well, the art side, you know, when I did call you at least one original piece for that room, you know, to kind of stamp it. And that was my signature. You know, that now that I'm doing lottery, I don't do as much art as I would love to. And I just moved into a house. And so now I'm renovating my house right now. And so I have a space for when the renovations are done to create art. So until then, I probably won't be creating a lot, but right now I'm creating a whole environment for myself with this renovation, and it's going to be sickening, and you'll be able to see it on HGTV.
People are going to be looking out for that. As people look for that in 2022, and hopefully those winning numbers on the lottery, one of the last questions here is how do people get on the show? I mean, obviously there's some restrictions. You've got to win the lottery. I mean, is there sort of a cutoff? Do you go by whether it's an amount that you can work with for the program, or is it based on the personalities that you think, yeah, these people, they didn't win that much, but they'd be fun? How does that work?
Well, it's not even so much about winning. We're doing windfalls. We're doing settlements. We're doing alimonies. We're doing everything. We are doing if there's some sort of money that has just came into your life that changed it, that is considered a lottery win. You know, like to me, I won Design Star. That was not a lottery win, but it was to me. So we have a touching story that we're actually doing next that we have not gone into this avenue yet. And it's a very serious moment. And the winners, or not so much winners, but the people who came into the money want to tell the story. So we're getting real this next season, and it's going to be super fun, and it's going to be emotional. And, but still, I will bring the fashion. I'll bring the lightheartedness, and I always bring a happiness that people can try to relate to.
Oh, they love it. They love it on the shows. They love anything that you do. New episodes of My Lottery Dream Home are going to be coming up Friday, January 14th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. right here in Chicago on HGTV and Discovery Plus. And as we let you go, Dave Bromstead, what are some cool things that are maybe in the works that you want? We mentioned a little bit on the episodes, but is there anything else maybe fans would want to know of as we let you go?
Well, so right now, yeah, I'm doing a renovation for the show. I'm doing a renovation for my house, but they actually are turning it into a show for lottery. So you'll be able to see that probably early summer, hopefully, if I get my windows and doors in. And that's the big thing right now. And they're contemplating on doing a Halloween special. And I know they're going to be doing another Christmas special as well. So that keeps me busy throughout the entire year, because like with other TV, we don't have seasons. We just keep going.
Well, the fans are thankful for it, David Bromstead. And everyone is so super excited. Can't thank you enough for taking time out on New Year's to be with us. And we'll let you get back to it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much. And happy New Year. Love all you guys. You're the best.